Test subject number B429. The drug is currently injected. There's a lot of resistance from the test subject. She's currently strapped to a table, arms and legs restrained. It is still not clear what effects the drug will have on this test subject. Tests with mice and other animals have shown a great increase in sexual activity. We are hoping that this will be the case on our human studies as well. Test subject B429. It has now been an hour since the drug has been injected. The subject has gotten much more quiet. However, there is soft whimpering. Subject has stopped fighting the bonds that are restraining her to the table. Her body is now moving in a very irksome way. It seems like she's trying to press her legs together. A more detailed inspection needs to be done now. I will go in. Yes, the test subject is clearly in a rush of heat. Sweat is building all over her body, and there's already a pool of vaginal liquids around her vagina and on the table. It seems like her arousal has been multiplied. We don't know by what factor yet. It is hard to determine since that is a very subjective matter. But the whimpering has turned into moaning. Somewhat desperate, as you can hear in the background by the test subject. Nipples are hard. It's like she's spasming. It's almost like she is experiencing an orgasm without being touched or without touching herself. We will have to look at her vitals to see if that is actually the case. I have decided to take some tests myself now to see what her current status is really like. Yes, the subject is definitely very sweaty, and the sweat has a very distinct scent to it. It does not smell like usual human flesh. And I can feel it has a certain effect on me, increasing my arousal, which is very interesting. Her pupils are very large. It's like she's in some sort of a rush. Not only heat, but also mentally. Furthermore, the liquids around her vagina have multiplied as well. It is very wet, very sticky, very... There's that scent too. I will have to remove myself from the situation, or else the drugs will have effect on me. We will find other ways to furthermore test the subject. It has now been 24 hours since test subject B429 has been injected with a drug. She has experienced multiple orgasms right after the other. It doesn't seem like the effect of the drug is lessening at any point. Today's test will find out what effect the drugs that have been injected into her will have on others through her. For that, we have invited another test subject. Test subject J448. It is important to note that he was a volunteer for this. He has not been injected with the drug. We will see what effects it will have on him. We will now send him in to the test subject B429. Subject B429 has been secured into position. Both knees on the floor, both hands on the floor. This is called the doggy style position. Test subject J448 is now entering the test cell. He's walking straight to our test subject secured on the floor. Test subject is still in heat, moaning and whimpering, probably still experiencing multiple orgasms. He's going straight to our test subject on the floor. Test subject J448 is also without any clothes and in full nudity. The male test subject experienced an instant erection getting closer to our female test subject. The male test subject has now grabbed onto our female test subject's hips and drove his penis directly into her dripping vagina. He is now copulating with the female test subject. In loss of a more fitting word, I have to say that the male test subject is fucking her with great force, though the female test subject seems to be enjoying it. The vocal signs of that are very clear. The male test subject seems to be affected by the drugs as well. His speed and force are increasing. I can definitely see sweat building on his body as well. It seems like the male test subject has now reached completion inside of our female test subject. The sheer amount of semen leads me to believe that the drug also has effect on the production of the male semen. His erection is already back up again, and he is driving it straight into our female test subject yet again. Further tests will be made. The test between subject B429 and J448 has escalated in a way that we could have not foreseen. He has loosened her restraints on the floor and is currently pounding her against the wall with force that I've never seen before. The female test subject seems to be enjoying that. However, they have experienced multiple orgasms so far. The floor is covered in semen and vaginal fluids. They are slick with sweat, and just watching it for me is even hard to restrain myself. Maybe it is because I've touched the female suspect before and might be already also experiencing the effects of the drug. I'm not sure how we will be able to separate both subjects from one another. However, I do believe that this has to happen at some point, very soon. It is extraordinary how much semen the male suspect seems to be producing. It seems very unnatural that he is still able to fill our female suspect up with as much semen as he is currently doing. From what I can see from here behind the glass, it seems like the female's vagina seems to be very sore, yet it doesn't seem like she's in any form of pain because of that. The strength that the male suspect seems to have developed seems also quite unnatural. He's able to hold her up against on her butt cheeks against the wall and still drive his penis with such force into her. I've never ever seen anyone do that before, not in any other tests. It seems like this drug has been a great success for us. Further tests have been made also on how to shield one from the effects of that drug. If someone who was infected by that drug ever got out into society again, there is no telling on what will happen, since one is very easily infected by that drug.